Welcome to 6 Minute Stories, where you hear the writing of new voices and experienced writers whose submissions appear in the anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Now in Season 10, you will hear stories from our 11th collection, Foolhardy. Find links to 6 Minute Stories and to the Personal Story Publishing Project at randalljones.com. Everybody loves a good story. We hope you enjoy this one. How Bad Could It Be? By Phyllis Grady Adcock. I married my high school sweetheart and never even dated anyone else. After 10 years of marriage, I found myself single and unprepared for the journey ahead. Everyone wanted to get me a blind date so I could get out of there and see what I had missed. Okay, how bad could it be? I would soon suspect that my friends really did not like me. My first blind date was a friend's boss, and I was very optimistic. He was a gentleman, intelligent, funny, and was willing to pay for my babysitter. We dated for 3 months, and I thought I had won the dating lottery. I should have wondered why this 35-year-old man had never been married. He was scared to death of commitment, and when things were really going well, he disappeared. Back then, women did not call to find out why. My confidence took a nosedive. Number 2 was sent by a fellow teacher. I still can't forgive her for this winter. When the knock came at the door, I peeped through the peephole and was very pleased to see a Burt Reynolds lookalike. Opening the door, I found a man dressed from head to toe in all black with a bright red tie. He looked just like he stepped off the Broadway stage of Guys and Dolls. We got into his yellow Corvette and left my parking lot going 60 miles an hour. That was the slowest speed of the night. He had planned a night at the local club for dancing. After 2 quick drinks, he turned into one of my 5th grade students. He began playing drums on the top of our table and cheering on the band as if we were at a ball game. After 1 dance, I was ready for this nightmare to end. I told him my babysitter had to be home by 11. He didn't even remember that there was no child at my apartment, much less a babysitter. After some protesting, he agreed to take me home after some breakfast at IHOP. How bad could that be? You can't imagine. When the waitress delivered the syrup-stained menus, he began to lick his. No, I did not make this up. I refused to order, but had to watch him devour a sticky plate using his mouth, fingers, and an occasional lick of his wrist. The last memory I have is of a ridiculous man with puckered lips standing at my door as I slammed it in his face. My prior date should have been a big enough red flag to stop me. However, this one I brought on myself. I asked the office manager of my apartment complex if I could use the clubhouse to teach aerobics. She told me I was in luck because the owner was in his office. I entered and found a man about 20 years my senior looking over blueprints. After explaining my request, he said he would love for me to use the clubhouse for free if I would go out to dinner with him that night. Once again, I asked myself, how bad could it be? He arrived on time. That was the best part of the evening. He was dressed in a white double-breasted blazer with short sleeves. I didn't even know those existed. His gray chest hair was sufficient for a shirt, I guess. This was a long time ago, but his bell-bottom pants were definitely out. At the end of the bell-bottoms were white patent leather shoes with no socks. Yes, I am a fashion snob, but really. Despite his sartorial senselessness, this man was a millionaire. He asked which restaurant I would like to visit. He reminded me that he owned all 3. In self-defense, I asked which one was the darkest. I did survive the evening and got the clubhouse free, but I did not accept another dinner. Alas, I am a slow learner. Along with these 3, I would endure 41 more blind dates. How bad could it be? Out of the 44, only 5 were normal. Not great, but normal. Then the 45th date would be the keeper. All I can say is that the dating pool, like the deep, dark ocean, is often filled with unbelievable creatures. It takes a lot of courage to dive in and continue to tread water. And it's true what the modern fairy tale tells us American women these days. Before you find that handsome prince, you have to kiss a lot of toads. Copyright 2024, Phyllis Grady Adcock. After teaching 34 years, Phyllis Grady Adcock retired in Morehead City, North Carolina. She was recognized as the first Ray Kim Educator of the Year and is listed in Who's Who among America's teachers for 1996 and 2000. Her writing has appeared in Mailbox Magazine, Teacher's Helper, and 5 previous Personal Story Publishing Project anthologies. Beginning 13 years ago, she created Senior Stretch, a program for senior citizens to promote healthy movement and social interaction. She teaches life skills and creative writing for the Peer Recovery Center. Writing is her happy place. Read more about this writer and background on this story in a special feature of 6 Minute Stories called Author's Talk. Thank you for listening to another 6 Minute Story. You can read them all in the 11 anthologies of the Personal Story Publishing Project. Find the link to our online store at randalljones.com. That's RandellJones.com. There you can learn about submitting your own story for consideration for our next Personal Story Publishing Project. And remember, everybody loves a good story.